big symposium going on this weekend in one of the bedrock provinces of harness racing in this country. I speak, of course, of Prince Edward Island. And on the other end of my line with the Ministry of Agriculture and one of the organizers of this symposium, Kent Oakes. Kent, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm.
Tell us about the symposium going on this weekend in Prince Edward Island.
We have over time put on various short courses and seminars for the horse industry, and we were approached by a gentleman from the draft horse sector, actually, who raised the possibility of having an overall symposium for everybody in the horse industry over a day and a half. And we pulled together some people representing all the breeds of horses on PEI, and we've received a good response to it. Our department had strong support from our minister and from the minister responsible for harness racing, Wes Sheridan, to carry it forward and put some financing behind it. We've gotten together, and I'd have to say we're really overwhelmed with the response. We have 20-odd speakers on the event, and as of right now, we're going to have between 175 and 200 people out for the night.
Harness racing, of course, would be the 800-pound elephant in the room. It's so big in PEI. You've got some big names coming over there to speak.
Yes, we're really, really happy with the response. We have... right from the time when he was the world driving champion, when we hosted a leg of that in 2003, Jody Jameson was very accommodating to come down at that time and work with all local media to promote the event. Jody's a great fella, and if you knew his folks, you'd see why. His grandparents and parents are from over just across the water in Nova Scotia. Great folks, and they've been strong supporters of harness racing. Jody's going to come down and speak on our panel tomorrow night about competing on the national stage. Brent McGrath is coming over and talking about Some Beat Somewhere and just the wonderful experience that they had during their two-year ride on with the greatest horse in harness racing history, arguably. Got Lois Fenwith from New Brunswick talking about their development of their breed with the North American champion Belgians. Brittany Watts, who was a competitor from Prince Edward Island at the All-Breed Congress for Quarter Horses last year in Columbus, Ohio, and Marty Murphy, who shows 100 jumpers from across Canada. And we've also got Phil Pinkney coming in. We've got Doug Nash speaking on reproduction, formerly with Glengate Farms, of course, and Blair Keeling from Masterfeeds in Ontario.
It's going to be a star-studded lineup. Looking forward is really what the symposium is all about. It's almost the theme of it, isn't it?
It is. Celebrating our success, really focusing on the wonderful people and horses that have been developed in our region, the successes we've achieved. We don't talk about ourselves anywhere near enough in the right way. We have achieved national recognition and international recognition in harness racing, but in other disciplines from the Atlantic Canada. We also... really need to talk about the commonality between all sectors of the horse industry. As you say, harness racing is certainly the headline and the dominant one in our province, but we have extremely successful participants, breeders, owners, trainers, drivers in all disciplines of horses across the province and the region, and it's time we talked about them.
There isn't a thoroughbred industry per se in terms of a track in Prince Edward Island. Are there thoroughbred breeders?
No, there isn't. That's the only thing we are missing, but it's interesting with today's changes in our agricultural sector. We've got examples on PEI of people who have diversified out of the dairy industry and have gone into raising high quality genetics in warm bloods, importing semen from Europe, raising the horses here, and then selling them across North America. It's a very interesting, diverse industry, and probably even people within the industry don't know a lot about each other.
The province has given harness racing so much. When you think of the great names, the O'Briens, the Mark McDonalds, the Wally Hennessys, just to name a few. You're right. It's time that you guys continue to get the word out.
Exactly. And we've got a great group of local, very committed breeders, owners, trainers, and drivers on the island in the harness racing sector. We have been impacted by the recession and the economy the same way that most places have across the globe. We have an inherent passion for harness racing here, and we have a strong, committed fan base. And those things, the commitments from the core participants and the fans, have kept the industry going through some pretty difficult times in the past 120 years, but will sustain us into the future.
you've seen harness racing from both ends. You come from a harness racing family. You're on the government side of things. Yes, the recession has taken its toll, but overall, how would you assess the state of harness racing in PEI?
We're optimists about harness racing here within both within the province, provincial government, and overall. We recognize very clearly the challenges that are there. That's why, you know, we moved ahead in 2005 and opened the Charlottetown Driving Park Entertainment Center, as it was called at the time, Red Shores, which has been rebranded as. And, you know, it brought together, you know, a world-class facility, a brand-new half-mile racetrack in Charlottetown, you know, the introduction of a racing and gaming and dining experience like no other that we feel we have. We've gone ahead and in partnership with the Horsemen and the City of Summerside and the federal government renovated the whole property in Summerside as well. We've got two tremendous facilities, two tremendous racetracks, a strong, committed group of people, as I mentioned. The key is to harness the potential that we have between our partnership with Atlantic Lottery with the future of harness racing. And we feel we can really develop a lot of synergies between those two things, but it's all going to be about harness racing. It's we're bullish on the prospects of it, the realistics of it, very realistic of the challenges.
Love it.
Kicks off on Friday evening at 7 o'clock, and we'll go to about 9:30. I should mention we also have a nice trade show as a component of it. We've got 11 different local firms and businesses coming in to provide the information on the linkages and the services they provide for the horse industry. And then we kick off again at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we'll probably wrap up around 3:30 or 4. And the wrap-up session will be appropriately called Where To From Here, kind of a group discussion on the opportunities and the challenges that we have for the horse industry overall within the province and the region.
Terrific stuff. Best of luck with this. Give a shout-out to Vance Cameron and Lee Drake for me. Will you do that?
I will certainly do both. Lee's going to be part of our panel on Friday night, and I expect to see Vance. There's very few harness racing or horse events in the province that we don't see Vance and Debbie Cameron at. So they're great announcers and great people.
All right. Kent Oakes with Harness Racing PEI helping to put together the big symposium this weekend. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Norm.